Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Save big money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
If you have plans Friday night and you're listening to this the week of the 3rd in March of 2025, cancel those plans, because there is going to be an episode of Dateline you are not going to want to miss. Keith Morrison is sitting down with Lori effing Daybell.
Unreal.
Yeah. And from what we've seen already, and we're going to show you an exclusive clip here in a moment of what to expect Friday, it's not good. I mean, it's good, but it's not good, because it's a little preview of the mindset that she's in going into her trial in October, if she's not deemed mentally incompetent before then. But I guess that bar is just, you know... Yeah. Lori Vallow Daybell says she will be exonerated. Not maybe, not possibly. She is certain. And she's saying this from behind bars, awaiting trial for the murder of her fourth husband, while her current husband sits on death row. If there's one thing Lori has always had, it's confidence. Whether it's in her bizarre religious beliefs, her devotion to Chad, or her ability to deny reality even when it's staring her in the face. It's quite a gift. This week,
she's talented.
Yeah, it's something. This week, she sat down with NBC's Keith Morrison for what's being described as an extensive and often combative interview. You don't get that a lot with Keith. Keith is usually, you know, pretty good with anybody. But when you're talking to batshit crazy land, I think he's going to stick it to her. And if there's anyone who can handle combative, it's Keith Morrison. The full special is set to air on Dateline, where Lori, dressed in an orange jumpsuit and purple handcuffs, purple, tells the world exactly what she wants them to believe. She's going to be exonerated. Not only that, she's seen the future. And in that future, she and Chad are free. She claims Jesus himself showed her this vision when she was in heaven. Now, most people who claim to see heaven aren't sitting in a jail cell convicted of murdering their own children. But then again, Lori's never been like most people. Let's take a look at that clip from Dateline. and give you a little preview here of what you can expect to see coming up this Friday. Here we go. Where's my mouse? There we go. There we go. Let's take a look.
Chad was convicted and he's on death row now.
I understand that, yeah.
But
they have some fascinating stories.
How could you possibly think that Chad would be exonerated after what happened?
The same way I will be exonerated. We will both be exonerated in the future.
Because?
I have seen things in the future that Jesus showed me when I was in heaven.
Uh-huh.
And we were not in jail. And we were not in prison. And they were still in the future from now.
Mm-hmm. How did it change the way you view the world?
I guess I always was like a very positive, see the best in people kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched someone that I knew my entire life, you know, do what she did, and it just changed the way I view people. The way that my sister was treated was with hate. That's not even human to do what they did to her after.
Well, if you don't believe they're human anymore, kind of gives them carte blanche to do whatever they want.
Mr. Wood, if you'd like to either read a comment or have your first victim speak, you can do that now.
What is this?
Thank you. Before I do that, Your Honor, I did neglect to say that.
It's another trial. I'm like, where is this coming from?
It can't be me. I don't have internet at the moment.
Like, that's part of Tammy Daybell. Sister calls Lori Vallow a liar during a victim impact statement. Because I played that directly off of YouTube, so it was just rolling over.
Oh, gotcha.
What's your reaction to Lori?
She's nuts. I'm sorry. I don't like to say that about people. I think mental illness is a real thing, and I don't want to minimize it by saying somebody's nuts or insane, but
she is
nuts and she's insane.
It's batshit crazy is what it is.
Yes. Yes.
And
yeah,
I said this before. Why are we putting her on trial at this point? I mean, we know she did these things. She doesn't think she did, or she thinks they're justified. This is, to me, it's just like this is a circus now. Like, we're literally parading out the caged animals that are aggressive and need to be put down for the world to just keep watching. And why? You know, and here's the scary part, kids. She's her own attorney. So you'll get this in court, which inevitably I think she's going to break a bunch of rules and the trial's going to be a mistrial because she'll fuck something up.
Yeah. And, you know, the court proceedings are so important that procedure is followed closely. She doesn't know what she's doing. And she thinks Jesus is holding her hand through the whole process. Things are going to get weird. The court's not going to put up with that. I'm sorry. That's just not how the court system works. I mean, she can't turn to Jesus during her testimony and say, well, what do you think? That's not, you can't do that. I could see her doing that.
She will.
Because he's with her.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. I could see that. That's not how the courts work. Not in our country. Sorry. Sorry, love.
I don't know what we're expecting to see here. If it's like we're expecting to see her met with the truth and her head will explode, it's not going to happen. I mean, she's already been met with the truth multiple times and she just keeps doubling down, and she will forever. Mm-hmm. She's never going to see reality because she's not capable of seeing reality. Her brain is not ever going to work that way. It is forever damaged. Lori was sentenced to life in prison in 2023 for the murders of her two youngest children, 7-year-old J.J. Vallow and 16-year-old Tylee Ryan, as well as for the murder of Chad Daybell's first wife, Tammy Daybell. Throw her in for added.
They just keep dropping dead around them, you know?
Yeah. The details of those crimes are horrifying. J.J. and Tylee's bodies were found buried on Chad's Idaho property. Their remains showing unthinkable levels of brutality they endured. She was literally melted into a bucket. He was tied up with something over his head. Tammy's death, originally ruled natural, was later determined to be a homicide. Chad was convicted of the same crimes. His fate, however, was different. In 2024, he was sentenced to death. The man Lori still refers to as her eternal husband is now waiting for his execution date while she sits in an Arizona jail waiting for trial for yet another murder, that of her fourth husband, Charles Vallow. Charles had long suspected Lori's descent into religious extremism was dangerous. He tried to get help to warn people. Then one day in July of 2019, he was shot dead by Lori's brother, Alex Cox, who conveniently died later that same year, taking any potential confessions with him to the grave. Lori, undeterred by any of this, is still talking. The upcoming Dateline special, she's not just giving her side. It's beyond doubling down now. Doing that. It's not a confession, and it's certainly not remorse. It's Lori being Lori. Believing that no matter what happens, she's special, she's chosen, the rules don't apply to her. The special also features...
The only problem is they do.
Well, no. Jesus has spoken to her in the future, and she saw the visions, her and Chad. Yeah. Special also features interviews with key figures in the case, including Rexburg Police Detective Ray Hermosello, Madison County Sheriff Ron Bale, Madison County Prosecutor Rob Wood, and retired FBI agent Douglas Hart, and journalist Nate Eaton, who has covered the case from the beginning. But the voice that carries the most weight belongs to Lori's eldest son, Colby Ryan. Colby, the only surviving child of Lori's, that was the male voice that you heard in that clip earlier, has watched as the mother he once knew disappeared into a twisted world of doomsday prophecies and murder. And in his interview, he doesn't hold back. He describes how the way his sister was treated, even after her death, was so depraved it changed the way he sees people altogether. And he's right, because what happened to Tylee wasn't just murder, it was something that defies humanity. This will be the seventh Dateline episode dedicated to Lori and Chad, and if history is any indication, it won't be the last. It's going to be quite interesting to see how this all plays out in this path of destruction.
Well, and Keith doesn't take any shit. Like the first, you know, thing that you said there, he calls out bullshit when he hears it. So yeah. I can't wait for him to do this Scooby-Doo. You know what?
He does it inclusive enough where he doesn't shut them down so they don't stop talking. It's like, right. Oh, explain that. Oh, yeah. Tell me more. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Tell me, is Jesus sitting next to you right now?
That would be crazy, Keith, because that's what you'd get from something like that. You'd be like, why are you saying that? That's crazy. Because it's not crazy when it comes out of their mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jesus. I can't believe she agreed to it, but she is her own attorney. Because I was just going to say, I can't believe her attorneys are allowing her to do this, but she's her own attorney.
So of course she's going to allow herself.
So of course she's going to take the attention. That's a great idea. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fun. I don't have words. I just don't, because this, again, it's getting to, it feels like we're poking the animal. I'm excited to see this in a morbid way. I'm excited to watch the trial in a morbid way. But why are we doing this? Why are we doing this?
Well, humans are a very strange species. And I went and had coffee with a doctor friend of mine today, and there was an accident that I saw on my way home. And I saw the flashing lights. It was, you know, police car, the ambulance, all that. That's fine. But I found I wasn't looking because I was an EMT. I've seen accidents. This is nothing new. But people were slowing down and the bottleneck that was created because people were just looking.
So it always
like,
is.
Really?
Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
it's
people, like, yeah, when you're people on a... want to see it.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like that's what's going on here. We know that it's a train wreck. We know it's a car accident. But boy, we want to get a good look. We want to see what went down. And that's how I feel that we are with Lori Daybell, that we know this is a disaster. But boy, we want to get a look.
Well, at this point, yes. I mean, I get early on, it's the desire is for the perpetrator, the predator here, to admit guilt, to see the wrongs and the errors in their ways, and to come to the light and feel remorse and suffer because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, yeah, with people like this, you're never going to get that because their brains don't work that way. And that's also why they did what they did. If their brains worked that way, they wouldn't have done what they did.
No, it's a good point.
You're not going to get
it. There would still be kids alive, you know?
Yeah. You're not going to get it. I just did a four-part piece, and you can watch it on our channel. It's actually airing all this week. You can see it on YouTube. You can listen to it on the podcast channel. And it's a piece that tries to break down how Lori Vallow Daybell thinks and how Chad thinks. And it really, you got to start at part one, and you got to kind of take your way through it. And I think it turned out good, at least in my opinion it did. But I've been watching this case forever, so I feel like I've already kind of got my mind wrapped around how her brain works. But it really kind of, once you do it, once you listen, and once you go through it, you go, okay, that's how her prism looks. Doesn't make anything right. It's like, because she believes this. She believes she's right. She believes she was killing zombies. She believes her children were already dead and that they were in a better place. So that's what justified it. And that's why she doesn't feel any remorse, because she still feels that way. She still thinks she's going to get out. She's thinking she's still going to be goddess in Rexburg. When you believe that sort of shit and your brain allows you to just adapt to all that as if it was all 100% real, you can believe anything. And you can present the way that she presents. That's why she does what she's doing. That's why she's presenting the way she's presenting. It's crazy. It is the definition of crazy. It's psychotic behavior.
I still don't understand why she's been deemed competent. None of this sounds like she's mentally competent. None of it.
Because no,
that's not our societal standards.
No. But can she look at a legal document and understand that she's being charged with these crimes? Yes, she can. And she believes that she's not guilty of them. So she's going to argue her point. And that's the bar, basically. Doesn't matter why you think you're not guilty of them, how insane your opinions may be and completely out there. I mean, she could tell the people that she believed chipmunks whispered to her in her sleep, go kill your children. And that could be her argument.
Yeah. Boy.
That her argument.
Case for the ages.
It's going to be must-see TV on NBC. It is. It's going to be nuts. So there you go. You can watch that coming up Friday. Or if you know you're watching this later in time, it's on Dateline. And the original air date of it is going to be the 7th of March, 2025, just in case you're catching this in like the year 2038 and you're like, I remember that Daybell case.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going on to like her 23rd trial. Which could
totally see that
possibly happen in some way, shape, or form. So there you go. Check it out.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. She was a doting mother, the kind who baked cookies, made the best homemade Halloween costumes, and never missed a PTA meeting. The perfect mom. Until the police found something buried in the backyard. A secret she kept for years. A secret she thought would never come to light. The neighbors gasped. Not her. She's so nice. But people forget. Monsters don't always look like monsters. Some wear aprons. Some tuck their kids in at night. And some hide their darkest deeds in places they think no one will ever look. If only someone had heard the warning signs.
had recognized the patterns from an eerily similar case on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before anyone else and saved themselves from baking cookies with a serial killer. Instead, well, they won't be RSVP to this year's PTA meeting. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extension Mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener. Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.